In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the blessed Coptic month of Patience, and the reading of this blessed Sunday is about the temptation on the mountain. And we can notice a pattern in the temptation on the mountain, that Satan was trying to tempt the Lord with what we, a lot of people now, are falling under, which is the temptation of instant everything. What is the meaning? You are hungry, turn the stone into bread now, immediately, to eat. Don't wait. If you want for yourself to be glorified, to be known by the people, you came to minister to them, and then you want to make an impression, an impact, throw yourself from over the mountain. And the angels will carry you. Everyone will see you coming from over the mountain, carried on the hands of the angels. They will achieve instantly, immediately, what you came to do. If you want to possess all of the world, just bow before me. Just worship me. I will give you everything instantly. This is the temptation of our current age, that the people are losing patience. The value of everything is diminished, except I want whatever I want instantly, now, immediately. But when we fall into this temptation, actually we lose a lot of things. Let us go and review what we lose when we fall into this temptation of instant everything. First of all, we lose self-control. Above everything else, we lose this self-control. We just go with whatever we feel. If I am tempted to do whatever, I will just do it immediately. And I will think in myself that I cannot help it. I cannot control myself. A lot of people find it very hard to fast. Why? Simply because they have no control over their appetite and their stomach. And then I cannot fast. Whenever I want to eat, then I eat immediately. But actually, this contradicts with what St. Paul was instructing us about the way to the kingdom. He said that, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Is temperate in all things. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached it to others, I myself should become disqualified. St. Paul is saying that he is trying to acquire this self-discipline, self-control, and not falling into the temptation of instant everything. If I want to do this, I do it now. If I want to play, I play now. If I want to eat, I eat now. If I want to do anything, I am not going to wait or work for whatever I wanted to do. So the first thing we lose is this self-control. The second thing that happens to us when we got tempted with this instant everything, that we avoid all kinds of pain. Pain at that time will be something everybody will avoid. You find people even don't want to wait in a line. Everything now becomes a drive-through. Everything, even sometimes coming to the church. I want to come from the door and attending the liturgy for 10 minutes. I just go and take communion. This is what I can. As if like it's very painful to stay praying before God or staying in His presence for a couple of hours. And then we say that I wanted to go to the kingdom where I'm going to spend the eternity with God. If I cannot endure labor, working here and worshiping for a couple of hours, why you think it would be something better to go to heaven where all what you are going to do is to worship God? I'm sure this will going to be something which is very boring for the people who do not want even to try to worship God here and endure any suffering for His name's sake. Look here what St. Paul is saying to the people of Rome. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. We glory in tribulations. We do not avoid it. We do not flee from pain. We do not feel like, I can't. This is very painful. to say that I have to eat vegetables for all of these days and I abstain from food in the morning, this is very painful. I do not want to do that. It is the temptation of instant everything. I want to do everything and I do it now. The third thing that happens to us is we despise the value of work and perseverance. That's why you find people, they go to the gas station and buy lottery tickets. Day after day and week after week, spend a lot of money. Why? I want to be rich, and I want to be rich now. I want money to come without work. Why I should have to work all of these years to graduate from college, and then I'm going to have to find a job and endure suffering in my work so I can make few money that I can make it innocent. Why the people, they go and they gamble? It is the temptation of instant everything. I want it now. I want to be rich now. The value of work and perseverance become nothing. You find this, actually, if you notice the trend here with the children in schools, you find the people who are coming from different countries like Korea and China and maybe sometimes from Egypt. They have like this tendency to do work and to persevere. Find the people who are raised on the culture where everything is drive-through. They find it very hard to study for a couple of hours. They feel like I'm exhausted by doing this. As if work and perseverance became something that it is not for us. This is the temptation of instant everything that get the people spoiled. I don't value work. I don't think I have to do it. Let me find a shortcut. Here, King Solomon saying to us, he who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows frivolity will have poverty enough. Frivolity means lack in seriousness. The people who lack seriousness in what they do, they have poverty enough. What else happens when we fall into this temptation? We make all kinds of foolish decisions. We notice this happening around us every day. I will give you some of the examples of these decisions that are very foolish, and the people are still doing it for the sake of, or because they are tempted to do everything immediately. Teenage pregnancy, drug abuse, gambling, crimes, violence. All of these, why this happened? I want things now. If I want to enjoy the relationship between a man and a woman, then I will do it immediately. I don't have to wait when it is due time where I can have it in marriage and something will be blessed according to the will of God. No, let us get done with this. Let us do it now. But this is not what God intended it for us. Where is the concept of delayed gratification? It is no more. When I want it now. And then we start to justify it. What is wrong about it? God doesn't want us to suffer. God wants us to be happy. But who said that? We will be happy when we'll just try to get what we want immediately. Who said that this is a godly thing? What also happens when we fall into the temptation of instant everything? We fall into various heresies. Why now we hear the heresy of salvation in a moment? It matches the theme. You want salvation? Get it like this. You just go and stand and say, I accept Jesus, and then you made it to heaven. This matches the theme of, I want everything now, immediately, in rush. I don't want to work. Look at this. The Lord himself, he taught us the lesson. He worked. He came in the flesh. He endured suffering. He persevered in order to preach to us the kingdom. He did not want to make it like he comes from heaven and do miracles while he is coming over the cloud. He could have done this to manifest himself to us. But this was not the way he chose. But now we promote, sometimes the people promote this. You want to make it to heaven? You don't have to endure anything. You can do it. You can get it like this. You got saved in a second, in a minute, in a moment. Not only this, but you will never lose your salvation. What is this? Is this the Bible? I'm sure it is not. Here, St. Paul saying, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Then there is work. And this work should be in fear and trembling to the end of our lives here on earth. What also happens when we fall into this temptation? We sell eternity for earthly gain. And we see this transaction happening every single day. People are trading the eternity for earthly gains. I cannot wait that long until you may give me something. I'm not sure if I will ever see it or not. Let me get it now. Let me enjoy life that I see now. I'm not sure about what's going to happen later on. This is exactly what the Lord meant when he said, "For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it." Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. My brethren, the Lord, in the temptation on the mountain, he did not heed Satan in any of his advices, because he wanted to teach us this concept that we have to work for the things that we want to acquire. There is something called delayed gratification, delayed reward. We have to be able to acquire this habit and way of thinking. If we do not acquire it ourselves, we will never be able to teach it to our children. Sometimes we feel like it's compelling for us. When my son comes and asks for something, I give it to him immediately. Immediately. Why should he wait or work for it? No, if I have it, I'm just going to give it to him. You know something? He will never appreciate it. He will never appreciate whatever you will give to him. He will feel like, what did it cost my dad to give it to me? I asked it for it and he gave it to me immediately. If we do not value that we should work for something to acquire it, we will never be able to teach it to our children as well. Remember what we lose. What we make our children to lose when we fall into this temptation of instant everything. Let me review it with you. We lose self-control. We avoid all kinds of pain. We despise the value of work and perseverance. We make all kinds of foolish decisions. We fall into various heresies, and we sell eternity for earthly gains. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.